For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, here's wash day news that's making headline news. Today, your dealer has an amazing new Oxidol that offers you all the things you could hope for in a laundry suds. New Oxidol washes your clothes sparkling white and clean, gives you deep clean washes with just one rinse. And you women who want to save rinsing work and time, listen to this vital fact. With just one rinse, new Oxidol washes your clothes cleaner of graying dirt than any no-rinse suds you've ever used. Deep clean. Gloriously white and bright, beautifully soft and fluffy, wonderfully fresh and sweet smelling. In fact, with just one rinse, new Oxidol washes your clothes cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. Your clothes look clean, feel clean, even smell clean with this amazing new Oxidol. Now here's why Oxidol gives such thrilling results and saves rinsing work in the bargain. It reaches deep down into fibers, loosens dirt, and thanks to Oxidol's amazing ingredients, holds the dirt in the water. All you do is rinse your clothes once and they're sparkling clean. Yes, actually cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. Discover this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package, the Wonder Suds, that washes clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, at last, Faye has told Ma all about her visit to New York with Spencer Grayson. Her sense of strangeness with Spencer's polished city friends. Her own feelings of awkwardness and self-doubt. And once again, Faye has learned from Ma's wisdom that people are just people. If you can only see through the over-politeness of a man like Spencer Grayson, or the rudeness of somebody like Tom Wells. Well, right now, it's shortly after 12 o'clock, and Ma is home from the lumberyard for lunch. But Faye isn't in the kitchen, as usual, and it's not till Ma climbs the stairs to the attic that she hears Faye rustling around. Listen.
Faye? Faye, child? Why, Linda Goshen, you are up here in the attic.
Oh.
I couldn't think nowhere else to look.
Ma! Good gracious, it can't be noon already.
I've been home 10 minutes. I thought you was out. I seen your coat still hanging on the hook in the hall.
Well, where did the morning go?
Well, what have you been doing up here, child? My heavens to Betsy, you got this whole attic straightened up so neat.
The time's absolutely flown. I guess that's what happens when you stop thinking and start doing things.
Oh, everything in such nice order, Faye. But what made you take it into your head to clean the attic?
I didn't. I was straightening my own room, and I wanted to get rid of the suitcases that have been sitting around ever since I got back from New York, so I brought them up here. That was about 10 o'clock.
And you've been cleaning ever since?
Oh, I've had a lovely time. When I think how I've spent the last few days moping around the house when there was so much to do if I'd only gotten busy, I feel like a different girl. Do I look different, Ma?
Wait till you see your face in the mirror. You're covered with smudges.
I mean, don't I look happy?
I reckon smudges is often a sign of happiness with women.
How right you are.
I've been meaning to do a few things up here myself, but every time I come near this attic, it takes me the rest of the day. There's so many old things stored away here. I get to dreaming over them.
I know, Ma. I tripped over a few old dreams myself this morning. Only I didn't let them stop me. But I'd like to know someday why it is people save old love letters.
Oh, you come across that bundle of letters that I kept from Pa Perkins?
No, dear. I came across a bundle of letters I kept from Paul Henderson. I didn't dare read them over. Maybe I never will.
No, I don't read Pa's letters. But I get a pleasure knowing they're there.
You suppose the time will come when Paulette will bring up a little packet of letters and store them away here in the attic, too? Imagine, 3 generations of love letters. It's kind of frightening.
It ain't frightening, Faye. It's a beautiful thought to me.
You know something, Ma? I can't imagine ever keeping Spencer Grayson's letters tied up in blue ribbon in the attic. Spencer's just not the mellow type. And I'm glad. I'm past that old-fashioned phase. The schoolgirl yearnings, the lace valentine loves.
Seems to me that ain't so much a phase as a matter of feelings for someone.
Then I'm through with that kind of feeling. I've had enough being sentimental in my day. Look over there. We haven't had a canary in 10 years, but I've hung on to that silly old birdcage. And there's Paulette's bassinet. The one we made out of your old laundry basket, Ma.
Land, so it is.
And that funny little electric heater Paul gave me to dry my hair in the days when it hung down to my waist.
Why, I'd forgotten we had that heater.
I'm glad I've got short hair now. And I'm brisk and grown up. If I ever fall in love again, I want it to be with someone like Spencer, who has clean, sharp edges and is happy and sure of himself. Ma, you listening?
Yes, dear.
I must say you're pretty calm about it. Here I've come right out and admitted I want to be in love with Spencer, and I've given you the reasons.
Yes, dear. How does that saying go? The heart hath its reasons, of which the reason knoweth nothing. You don't need to give me reasons for being in love with Spencer.
And I guess I better wait and find out if he's in love with me before I give myself reasons.
You know, that heater seems to be all right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the electric heater?
Yes, it looks to be in perfectly good condition. I was thinking there might be some need for this. I mean, someone who could use it right now.
I don't know. A single soul wears the hair halfway down their back anymore.
Oh, but a heater this size, it could take the chill off a whole room.
Goodness knows we don't need it with our furnace.
I was thinking at Tom Wells' room over to Miss Foster's. Half the time, the radiator up there don't work at all. And now, with the warmer weather coming on, Miss Foster's like to turn her furnace way down. She does have to watch the pennies, poor dear.
Well, how do the other boarders manage?
Tom's got that top floor room. It's colder. And then he's been sick with that cough and all. And
well, I'm sure Tom's welcome to the heater if he can use it.
I do believe I'll just drop it off there on the way back to the lumberyard this afternoon. If it's all right with you, Faye.
Well, of course, Ma. Only you can't lug that heavy thing around.
It ain't so big, dear.
Well, you're not so big either.
It'd be nice for Tom to have. Right now, on a day like this, well, there's still that raw nip in the air once you get out the sun.
All right, Ma, I'll tell you what. I'm going to do the marketing right after lunch. I'll take the car, and I can drop this heater off at the boarding house.
Oh, well, thank you, dear. That way you might even get a chance to stop in and say hello to Tom.
Oh, well, I don't think there's any need for that.
Well, I only thought since you were saying this morning how you'd like to be friends. Well,
there'll be plenty of time after Tom's up and about again.
Mm-hmm. Just as you say, dear.
I do think it might be embarrassing for him to have callers without any warning. Besides, it would seem odd. We've never established any kind of friendly basis before. I mean, you just can't rush into things like that. I'm sure it'd be much better to wait.
Well, all right, dear. Just leave off the heater with Miss Foster and send my best regards to Tom.
I'll be glad to do that.
Why, Ma Perkins' daughter.
Hello, Miss Foster.
Welcome. And don't trip on the sill. Oh. It's broken there.
Thank you, Miss Foster.
Ah, it's grand to see you, Miss Faye.
Well, it's nice to see you again. I stopped by to leave off this package for Mr. Wells.
Tom Wells? Now, ain't that a dark horse I got up there on the top floor? Nothing but scowls and growls. Yet the folks flocked to see him like it was bees to a honey hive. Your own ma and old Shuffle, Shober, and Mr. Willie Fitz, and now you worrying your pretty head.
Oh, I wasn't worrying exactly. Only Ma asked me to leave off this electric heater.
Oh.
She thought you might not mind if Mr. Wells used it now and then.
Bless her heart. I've been fretting about that cold radiator. But the heat just won't go up all them stairs unless I turn the furnace full blast, which you can't do but once a day. And poor Mr. Wells, sick and all.
Well, Ma says you've done a great deal to make the room comfortable for Mr. Wells.
Ruffle curtains? No. A pretty tassel spread for the bed, he wouldn't have it. But let him put in a few boards for his books and give him the loan of an old typewriter. You'd think it was a grand piano. Oh, you should hear him pecking away at them keys. Clickety, clickety, click.
Well, I'm glad he's feeling well enough to work. You'll give him Ma's best regards?
How much better he's feeling, I can't say. But he's having himself a lovely time of it. Clicking and coughing and pacing up and down and wearing out that bit of rug I give him. But you got to expect wear and tear with the gentleman boarders. If it ain't wearing the rugs down, they're burning holes in them. Not that I had never seen Mr. Wells smoking. But now he's got this heater. You take it up to him, girl, and tell him he's welcome to the use of it. And never mind the electric bill.
Well, I didn't intend to go up, Mrs. Foster.
Ain't no reason why you shouldn't go up. And you couldn't have come at no better time. Save me the stairs, you will, for I was just on my way up myself with this lamb sandwich. You can take it up for me.
Well, I'd love to save you the stairs, but...
I appreciate it, since I've plenty of stairs to meet up with in my afternoon scrubbing.
Yes, I imagine.
And without you'd come, I'd had to go up with it. Poor man can't be without his lunch, though he don't eat enough for a bird. Now, you tell him it's the lamb from last night. And I wrap the sandwich good before I put it in this brown paper bag, so it'll last him till he gets hungry.
But Mr. Wells isn't expecting me.
Then he's in for a real treat. Oh. Now, you run along up, Miss Faye. Only watch yourself on them rickety stairs.
Oh, dear. Oh, all right.
And don't drop that heater in them dark halls.
No, I won't.
Now, ain't this going to be a real nice treat for Mr. Tom Wells?
Ladies, now, for the first time in wash day history, you can save rinsing and actually get your clothes deep clean, too. For now, deep cleaning Oxidol gives you deep clean washes with just one rinse. With just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes your clothes cleaner of graying dirt than any no rinse suds. In fact, with just one rinse, new Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. New Oxidol reaches deep down into fibers, loosens dirt, and holds it in the water. And that's why with just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And ladies, here's a special offer on the giant economy size Oxidol. This giant economy size Oxidol will do your family's laundry for a whole month or your money back. For further details of this amazing offer, see your dealer about the giant economy size Oxidol. Washes your family's laundry for a whole month or money back. So, much against her will, Faye is going to pay Tom Wells a visit. And Tom is in for a treat, according to his landlady. But Tom takes a completely different view of the matter. Tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren, inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins, presented by the Procter & Gamble Company. Ma Perkins is directed by Edwin Wolfe. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.